Maura Murphy. It's spelled differently to Murphy now. So it's M-O-R-P-H-E-Y.
That's right.
And you're now in your 97th year.
Yeah.
And we're here in the Windmill.
Yes.
Nursing home.
Yes.
In
Churchtown.
In Churchtown. But joining the British Army at the time...
There were an amount of Irish nurses in the British Army.
I see. And but your first experiences, your first impression when you joined up, tell me what your post was. And
We had to go to the School of Tropical Medicine to do tropical medicine.
Where?
In London.
Okay.
And that possibly was later. But then we worked in the wards. You see, there were all these TB patients needing care and all the other patients. And they had German prisoners of war.
Yes.
There. And they used to be mopping the floors and they were working from day to night. And I used to see all this beautiful salmon being thrown out because it was TB patients. Not thrown out, but fed to some other place. So I queried one of them, and he told me. And I said, "What diet? How's your diet?" Oh, he said, "Appalling." They were huge men. So I used to keep back some of the salmon after lunch that the patients didn't eat. Of course, these men were delighted to eat it.
Of course.
Yeah, but when the nurses leaked the news to me, to the matron, I was reported. So I thought I was never going to see anywhere. Next thing was home. So anyway, I was reported to the colonel. And who was the colonel? From Charleville. And he knew my family.
Oh, I see.
Isn't it a small world?
Oh, my goodness.